Hello, all you positive heads out there. It's so good to be back with all you beautiful reflections of the one source consciousness that creates and animates all things. If you're new to this podcast, of course, we are super happy to have you here, and we just ask that you bring an open mind and heart to your listening experience and to be prepared to explore vantage points that I'm convinced will help shift or solidify your current understanding of the ultimate nature of reality in a way that is extremely empowering. Speaking of exploring powerful perspectives, I'm super excited to announce the release of my very first book, The Golden Key: Modern Alchemy to Unlock Infinite Abundance. If you're ready to alchemize the circumstances in your life so that your abundance expands to an entirely new level in 2021, head over to goldenkey.gift to download the audio or ebook as my gift to you by using the code POSITIVEHEAD. All right, all you positive heads, welcome, welcome. It is a magical Monday here in the studio. As I record, I hope you are having a magical moment whenever, wherever you are. We are going to kick off this week talking about focus. Focus, focus, something we always hear, you know, how important it is, what we're focusing on, right? And one of the things that I think gets really confusing or challenging or worrisome even with having a negative thought or a dark thought or something that you don't want to manifest. Once we go down this path of learning that I create my reality. I manifest things with my beliefs. As you'll hear, you know, John Assaraf who actually shared a incredible story on The Secret, the documentary that brought so much attention to Law of Attraction years and years ago. He's my upcoming SoulShare guest. And, you know, he's talking about how he manifested some incredible things, right, in his world. And so once we all start learning about this stuff, it's super exciting, right? And then we're trying to figure out where the fine art of refining this process is. And then it can get a little concerning because we realize that we have habits of going to dark thoughts sometimes or negative thoughts or focusing on things that we don't want to see more of. And then it's like, I'm focusing on what I don't want. You know, it's like I've talked about this before, the movie Ghostbusters from the 80s. You know, it was just, if you guys haven't seen it, check it out. It's a classic and definitely a funny, funny part is when at the end, it's like they realize like whatever they think about is going to manifest, you know, and so they're all trying to clear their minds. It's like, you know, it's near the climax of the movie and they're all trying, the Ghostbusters are trying to clear their minds. And then all of a sudden this giant State Puff Marshmallow Man comes walking through, you know, downtown New York or wherever they were. And it's like, what? Who thought of the State Puff Marshmallow Man? They, you know, is then attacking them, you know, this giant marshmallow monster thing. And so it's kind of like that. Like, we don't want, you start realizing like, oh my gosh, I don't want to attract that State Puff Marshmallow Man by giving too much energy to it. And first off, the good news is with 3D reality, you are here. Think of it as you're here getting your training wheels. You are here, you know, as we level up to the next greatest and grandest version of ourselves, as we move to becoming more godlike in our creation, if you will, and able to instantly manifest things. Luckily, there's training wheels in 3D. And yes, that veil may be thinning and things are increasing in the manifestation. The gap between thought and manifestation may be shrinking in some regards, many would say. But we are still in a place in our evolution where luckily we get time to rethink things. And it's not manifesting instantly. You know, you think about being on the other side when you cross over, you think about this idea of like, oh, you'll just think about something, it'll instantly appear, right? Makes sense. It seems like that sounds true. That feels true. If I think about what it would be like to be, you know, on the other side, I can teleport, I can think of something, I can manifest anything, et cetera, et cetera. So we don't obviously want to focus on things that we don't want to see more of. Luckily, there's this buffer. We get a chance to rethink it. And, you know, I came across something that jumped out to me last week sometime. I either had seen the quote or remembered it, or I forget exactly where it had come to me. And I believe it was Abraham originally. And Abraham was saying, the trick is not to focus on avoiding thoughts, but rather to choose new ones instead, right? That's a big, big, big difference there. Once you start realizing it's not just about avoiding a thought, like running from a thought, right? Because whenever you try and run from something, it's like it keeps coming back up, right? So if you see a thought that you don't like and is tied to maybe an energetic, bandwidth that you don't know, or swimming pool that you don't want to paddle around in, instead of like, oh my God, I gotta run, I gotta turn this off, and get into that fearful state, right? That's that panicky state. It's kind of like being swept out with the current of, the ocean. If you get into a strong riptide, they say just let it take you and then slowly, gently swim out to the side instead of panicking. And that's how a lot of times people end up drowning. So don't panic. Don't try and swim against the riptide that's happening in that moment. Observe it, relax about it, and don't try and fight it or avoid it. Send it love, and instead then focus on a new thought. Focus on something new. Choose a new thought instead. Focus in a way that you can retell the story. So whatever negative thought you just have, oh my gosh, I'm seeing these synchronicities that are pointing just to this awful thing or whatever. Spin a new story. Make up a new story about what it means. You remember, you are the creator. And everything I found, almost think of all how many people in your life have come in and they're sort of neutral by their energy. You can imagine what it'd be like for them to be your greatest ally and best friend. We've all experienced it in relationships, right? Most everyone has. Oh my gosh, I'm more in love with this person. I have the strongest, most powerful relationship I could ever dream of having. And then, I think back to, I just saw a Facebook post yesterday of a girl and guy who, I believe they live in Arizona. I met him years ago through a mutual friend, actually someone who's been a guest on the show. I met through her, and this couple seemed like the lovely, perfect couple. And they do all these spiritual things together. He builds like these epic pyramids and, all this cool stuff. And they just are, very, very powerful seeming couple, right? And I met them, hung out with them, and this one time years ago, and then befriended, one of them online, and I've just kind of seen their journey ongoing, all their love posts and all, oh, they're pregnant, they're having a child, oh, look at our new baby, and then yesterday came to the post of her saying, here's all the awful things he's done to me. Here's, it was like one of those things like where you just are kind of like, oh my gosh, I can't believe she's posting this stuff on Facebook, and it was that journey. It was an extreme example of, oh, this person has went from being her angel, as she even put it, the blue-eyed angel or whatever she put referring to him, now had become her devil, right? And this post that was just like, oh, one of those things where you're like, oh my God, poor, it just, her friends, everyone that's seen it, it's like airing the dirty laundry in a way that was really like, wow, over the top. And to each their own, right? No judgment in that, but it was a lot. And I'm just thinking back to the journey here. This person had been the angel to her, and and now it's just like it's painting the picture of like the devil, right? And I have no idea what was going on there. I just met him once. But, just using that as an example that comes to mind, how often have we seen in our own lives or in someone else's lives, or in this case with someone that you just kind of know, an acquaintance on Facebook, showing everything from the very sweet end of the spectrum to the other end. I think of it with a former business partner who I remember even saying to him jokingly, I don't know if you're Jesus or the devil, like, haha. I mean, he ended up doing some pretty foul things. So I think there was different timelines of roles this person could play based off of my energy. I had a fear years ago of someone trying to take advantage or screw me over, or, kind of conspiracy of like, oh, this person is up to no good. And that manifested with this business partner. So that's it's once you start realizing that all these props in your movie are sort of neutral by design, right? And where you focus determines how it kind of continues to blossom. So if you find yourself having one of these negative thoughts, first off, be gentle on yourself. Go easy on yourself. Bring yourself love there, right? Love yourself there. Don't try and panic, you know, and paddle out. You're in 3D where there's a lot of lag between creation and, you know, energetic thought form and manifestation, thankfully, especially with, you know, negative thoughts and from, you know, what I've seen oftentimes, things that I've tripped out on that luckily never came to pass, right? So we all have that story to reference as an anchor point. So, okay, I just had this negative thought. I'm not going to panic about it. I'm not going to try and avoid it even. I'm going to just actually love it as it is and gently release it and now make a game out of it to focus on a new thought, focus on something new to put my attention on that takes the same exact event or thing. And there's so many different ways, perspectives to see something from. Be creative. Get into your creator self where you take that thought, that synchronicity, that event, that idea, and start playing with it in a way that you can spin it in a way that serves you. Focus on new thoughts. Focus in a different way. Take your attention off it gently. It's the Mother Teresa, you know, idea that I talked about time and time and time again on the show. They asked her to march against the war in Vietnam. She said, I'll never do that, but have a march for peace and I'll be there. Because she knew it was all about where she focused her energy. So it's okay if you're going to have these thoughts. You're going to slip off the wagon. It's two steps forward, one step back, this whole process that you're on. That's the dance that you're in the middle of now. Be gentle with yourself. You don't expect yourself, oh, now I understand that thoughts create reality and I better never have a, you know, negative thought again or I'm going to really beat myself up, which is really ironic, right? I'm going to get really mad at myself. I'm going to get really down on myself. Stop that. That only makes it worse. Don't avoid the thought. Love the thought there and get playful with it. Focus on new ones. It's then make that the game. Oh, this negative thing came up because it's allowing me to sharpen my axe and get better at actually spinning new stories. And I'm grateful for the opportunity because if I didn't have this kind of weird, dark thought, I couldn't find, I wouldn't have the clay to mold it into something new and find a new way around it, to dance around it. And you are highly creative and able to do this. We all are. We've told stories so many times that are just so, I mean, think times in your life where you've told stories or gotten in your head about something. And then you look back and you're like, oh my gosh, what was I thinking? I was just way down a rabbit hole of weirdness, right? And not a good way, maybe. Okay, so let's do that in a good way. Let's start spinning these stories in a rabbit hole of something beautiful and something good and how it's going to lead you to where you're meant to go next. And it's all happening for you. It's not happening to you. It's happening for you. And including these thoughts as you get better and stronger and more powerful at actually navigating this dance of this art of manifestation and creation and perspective shifting that you are getting better at day after day after day. And you deserve to give yourself a pat on the back and go gentle on yourself because it is it hasn't been easy, and it's not easy always, but it's worth it. And you are doing it. I am so proud of you. You're such a beautiful reflection. Here we grow, everyone. With that being said, I have a song to leave you with. Artist I've been listening to a lot lately. New fave in the last year for sure. This is Illo, I-L:L-O. And the song is called The Vega. Till next time, don't be scared to take this one. Pop it in. Dance to it. Close. Optional. Someone earlier posted that I know something about how much energy they get from dancing naked alone and like just like using it as a tool to appreciate their body and just drum up, you know, and shake off negative energy. And so this is a good one to dance to, however you see fit. Till next time, journey well. Love you all so, so much. Also, before we cue up today's song, as a quick reminder, don't forget to download the Golden Key audio or ebook as my free gift to you at goldenkey.gift using the Golden Key code POSITIVEHEAD. And please, if you enjoy my gift, leave a positive review on Amazon so others can unlock their lives with the help of the Golden Key as well.